Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with news that former Universal Champion Braun Strowman is set to return to WWE next Monday on Raw, live from Kansas City, according to a report yesterday from PW Insider. The report confirms the news as coming from multiple sources from within the company. Strowman, real name Adam Shearer, had been heavily involved in the startup independent promotion Control Your Narrative since being released from WWE back in June 2021 during a string of company budget cuts. His return would mark the latest in a series of high-profile returns of previously released talent since Paul Levesque took over creative control of WWE in July. A report earlier this week that undefeated heavyweight boxing champ Tyson Fury would be at WWE's Clash at the Castle premium live event on Saturday was confirmed yesterday by Fury himself in a video posted to WWE's Instagram page.
Hi, Tyson Fury here. I'm really excited for the first WWE premium live event in 30 years going down at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Battle of the Castle, where Drew McIntyre challenges Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship, where I will be sat ringside, live and exclusive, to watch this great event. Check it out, guys. All the best. God bless. See you all there. Cannot wait. Psyched.
Turning to AEW, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks were attacked by Will Ospreay and his United Empire in a post-show angle after Dynamite went off the air Wednesday night, as can be seen in a video released by AEW. The Elite members can be seen in the ring with Omega cutting a promo following their main event win over Ospreay and Aussie Open just before being jumped from behind by the heelish New Japan faction. At one point, Ospreay got on the mic and warned, "This ain't over by a long shot, Ken." It's not known whether the attack was meant just as an angle for the live crowd or will figure into future creative plans for both groups. Afterwards, Will Ospreay announced on Twitter that he is done with AEW for the time being, thanking Tony Khan in the process. Interest in an eventual Ospreay-Omega confrontation has been building as the two wrestlers continue to engage in a war of words on social media. By virtue of their win over United Empire, the Elite is scheduled to go into the finals of the World Trios Tag Team Title Tournament this Sunday night at All Out. AEW trainer Ace Steele was fined for using explicit language during his promo segment with CM Punk on Wednesday night's Dynamite, according to PW Insider. According to the report, AEW also sent out an email to talent, in part to warn them to avoid using such language during live TV. Steele used an accidental expletive during an impassioned speech to CM Punk about signing for a rematch with world champion Jon Moxley at All Out. It was noted that Steele immediately took responsibility backstage for misspeaking and agreed to pay the fine. The company email reportedly praised Steele for owning up to the error. In ratings news, Wednesday's episode of Dynamite, the All Out Go Home edition, attracted 1.02 million viewers to TBS, according to Showbuzz Daily. That number is down 2.76 from last week's 1.049 million total. In the 18-49 demographic, the show did a 0.35 rating, up 2.94% from last week's 0.34, according to WrestleNomics. The rating equates to approximately 457,000 viewers in the demo. Dynamite came in at number 2 in the demographic for the night on cable, down from last week's number 1 position. The overall rating for the night was number 33. This is the highest key demo rating Dynamite has achieved since July 6. In AEW roster news, Bobby Fish's contract officially expired on Wednesday, and he's now a free agent, according to a PW Insider report. Fish had not appeared on AEW TV since the August 3rd edition of Dynamite and spent the earlier part of the summer dealing with an ankle injury suffered in a June Rampage match with Darby Allin. On the latest edition of his podcast, Fish recounted a backstage altercation he had with Dax Harwood and also had glowing praise for his former NXT boss and current WWE head of creative Paul Levesque. He was also critical of how AEW was presenting him while doing a K&S WrestleFest autograph signing Q&A earlier on this month, claiming he was not used to his proper potential. As reported by Fightful Select, AEW representatives denied a rumor that the company had refused a request by Malakai Black to be released from his contract. The rumor originated in an earlier Fightful report, but AEW responded by refuting that any request had been made. The reports did not give a reason as to why Black may have requested his release. Black debuted with AEW in July 2021 and has 4 more years remaining on his 5-year contract. The story follows recent reports of AEW locker room unrest. W. Morrissey, better known from his time in WWE as Big Cass, is tentatively scheduled to appear on AEW Dynamite next Wednesday in Buffalo, according to a Fightful Select report. Morrissey appeared on last Wednesday's Dynamite in a surprise segment in which he laid out the Wingman faction and was seemingly recruited by Stokely Hathaway. Morrissey has not yet officially been signed to an AEW contract, and it is not yet known what he'd be doing in his next Dynamite appearance. Morrissey had most recently been performing in Impact Wrestling, but finished up there last May. In WWE roster news, NXT performer Solo Sikoa is being called up to the SmackDown roster, according to a report from PW Insider. The report indicates the call-up will occur as soon as possible, which could even mean tonight's SmackDown from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Sikoa has not wrestled since August 2nd. The son of Rikishi and the brother of undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions Jimmy and Jey Uso, Sikoa was first signed to a WWE contract in August of last year. His call-up to SmackDown and family connection to the Usos and Roman Reigns may indicate he'll be joining the Bloodline faction, but that has not been confirmed. In injury news, Ring of Honor Women's Champion Mercedes Martinez is currently out of action, according to Tony Khan, who spoke with reporters on a media call for All Out yesterday. Khan did not indicate how the injury occurred, but did say she'd be back in the ring soon. Martinez's last match was a July 28th encounter with Genocide on an indie show in Honolulu. Khan also noted on the media call that the issue of alleged contract tampering by WWE towards signed AEW performers was one of the main topics addressed during a recent talent meeting, confirming a story that had been reported in many places as of late.
There were some issues that talent had come to us about and said, I think you should probably know about this. And based on the talent coming to us and telling us that and giving us their feedback and telling us stuff that had happened with them, to them, both in the company and things happening outside the company from other companies even. And based on what the talent was saying to us, we thought it was good to have a meeting with everybody.
Khan did not indicate which talents had allegedly been contacted by WWE, but we will update you if any names emerge. In Impact Wrestling news, new Impact World Tag Team Champions were crowned last night when Honor No More's Matt Taven and Mike Bennett defeated the Good Brothers duo of Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson. The match occurred as part of a live edition of Impact Wrestling on Access TV. An update on the Lady Frost Impact Wrestling situation, which we reported on yesterday. Impact Wrestling sources claimed that Frost was offered a release from her contract on the condition that she put over Masha Slamovich in a televised match, according to a new PW Insider report yesterday. The report then claims Frost ceased communications with Impact and instead requested her release publicly. However, in a follow-up report, sources close to Frost denied Impact's version of the story, stating instead that Frost had agreed to put over Slamovich in early July, but when she requested to have the arrangement in writing, that Impact Wrestling then ceased all communication with her. Frost has not been booked by Impact since April, when she needed surgery that would keep her out of the ring. According to previous reports, she's being held to the remainder of a 2-year per-appearance contract, despite Impact having no creative plans for her going forward. In WWE behind-the-scenes news, former NXT creative producer Ryan Katz will be returning to WWE, according to statements he made during his most recent appearance on the Oh You Didn't Know podcast with Road Dogg Brian James. Katz had been with the company in a creative role for 9 years, but was released in the January 2022 corporate restructuring that most notably also included the releases of Road Dogg as well as William Regal. WWE has signed a new deal with streaming service Flow TV to be the exclusive carrier of WWE Network across the Caribbean region, according to a report from the company yesterday. Flow TV, which already carries WWE's linear programming such as Raw and SmackDown, will be offering the network on its streaming TV and mobile apps starting later this year, although an exact date was not specified. Access will be available to all WWE Network live and archived content, including all premium live events, as well as the company's established library of classic content. And finally, in news from outside the ring, Chris Jericho's rock band Fozzy is postponing tour dates due to a severe throat injury suffered by Jericho during his match with Jon Moxley on the August 10th Quake by the Lake edition of AEW Dynamite, according to a social media post by the band. The injury is not believed to be severe enough to keep Jericho from wrestling, as he is still scheduled to face Bryan Danielson Sunday night at All Out. However, at the recommendation of doctors, Fozzy's postponing the first 2 weeks of its Save the World tour, which would have taken place in September. They will now be taking place in spring of 2023. The tour will resume on September 29th. And two corrections from yesterday's newscast. The upcoming match between Jon Moxley and Nick Gage at GCW Fight Club in October will be for Moxley's GCW title, not his AEW title. Also, we described AEW Dynamite airing on TNT instead of on TBS. We regret those two errors. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.